Okay. Is this, what are we doing? That's Jacoby Brissett.
Wow.
Yesterday afternoon on this radio station. Suggesting that his preseason was not great. Average. Whatever. I believe, is that a shirt? Is that a Patriots shirt this season? Not great, average, whatever.
But then went on to talk for another 5 minutes, being like, but maybe it was good.
So what are we doing?
Yeah.
But he knows that Drake May outplayed him.
Yes.
He knows it.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who's been in the league for 10 years, Wiggy,
right,
or more.
Yeah.
I get it. The offensive line stinks. Maybe you're able to grab somebody. Are you able to grab somebody? Let me ask the professor. Is there somebody today that you can grab that can improve that offensive line waiver wire wise? Have you seen anybody?
There's one tackle that got cut by the Titans that you might pick up just because he's a veteran and he's been in the Alex Van Pelt system. He was in Cleveland, then went to Tennessee, but Tennessee cut him because they're going with younger guys. But like outside of that, there's not. I mean, it's slim pickings out there.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who your starting quarterback is week one. When it comes to the offensive line, they are going to be at risk for getting killed. You look at the way Drake May, at least in the preseason, was able to pocket presence-wise, scramble first down-wise, was able to make something happen when that protection was not what it should be. So I eliminate that, because either one of them is going to get hurt, and then you're going to have to use the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your concern in your Jerod Mayo, throw that out the window. You are looking at a guy that was your number three pick. You picked him so that he could be the future of the franchise. Let him play.
To your point earlier, Greg, when you said, well, maybe Jerod Mayo, you know, had this plan and it didn't matter who actually played better, the plan was going to stand. Maybe Jacoby knows that. And that's why, you know, when he's talking to the afternoon show and saying, yeah, it could have been better, it wasn't great, and he knows that Drake May outplayed him, he doesn't care because he knows that it's his job. Like,
yeah.
Listening to him, he doesn't seem like a guy who's worried about it. Or nervous that he could lose the job. So maybe you had a good point at the beginning of the show where you said Jerod had this plan in place, and whether it's Jerod or Elliot Wolf or Alex Van Pelt, and they were going to stick to it no matter what we saw during the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, some of the arguments that are made when it comes to those who were high picks and mm-hmm. did or didn't play are just not of relevance to me. Like in the Twitch chat, my guy or my gal, Game Dog, says Eli Manning, number one pick, didn't start right away. We've talked about Patrick Mahomes, didn't start right away.
Wait a second. Wasn't Eli Manning behind Kurt Warner? Did Kurt Warner win a Super Bowl?
Well, Eli Manning refused to. He had his whole kerfuffle about where he was. Wanted to pick where he was going to go,
right?
If I remember correctly.
That he did. He did not want to go to the Chargers at the time.
Correct.
So
Drake May did not do, even though he probably thought about it.
So he started seven games his rookie year. Mm-hmm. I feel like
He was behind Kurt Warner. I just looked at game one. Kurt Warner was in through 203 yards.
Yeah, so I feel like he was behind a Super Bowl. And I didn't realize I didn't realize this. We're talking about Jacoby Brissett here. He only played 1 year with New England.
Right.
Why are we holding on to this? And he was only with...
Well, is somebody holding on to that as the reason why?
I think it was
it's not the same system. It's a completely different... It's Alex Van Pelt's system.
Right? And he only got playing time because Brady was suspended and then Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt.
But I think it was it became, remember when he was with New England? He doesn't even have as much of a track record as Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
So if let's say Brian Hoyer was Jacoby Brissett right now.
No, it's more about, I'm assuming it's more about his familiarity with Alex Van Pelt than and vice versa.
Right, but
than anything else.
He was only with Van Pelt for 1 year?
Was it two seasons? Cleveland.
I thought I'm looking at his thing. It says he was only in Cleveland for the 2022 season.
Yeah, because he was in Washington last year.
Yeah. So he's only been with Alex Van Pelt for 1 year. And prior to that, he was with Miami. Then he was with the Colts for 4 years, where he got his opportunity to be the starter there. And his best year he had with the Colts, he was 7-8 as a starter. What are we doing here? If this was, and this is why I say this, if this was Brian Hoyer and not Jacoby Brissett, wouldn't we, everybody, be saying, start Drake May?
Yeah.
So I don't know why we're not saying the same thing.
I mean, we saw Brian Hoyer last season, and some were saying, go back to Mac Jones.
Brian Hoyer, right. The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
So what has he done in his career, Jacoby Brissett, that would make you as an organization go, we need to sit our third overall pick, the future of our franchise, potentially behind him? No matter what it is, even Brady talked about it, when you have that high of a draft pick, the 10 and up, you don't sit. Dan Marino didn't sit. John Elway didn't sit. The list goes on and on. I don't care what era year of football you played in.
Well, you always go back to Matt Ryan, who was on this show a couple weeks ago, and he was a number 3 pick as well.
He didn't sit. Matthew Stafford was the number 1 overall pick. You're picking in the top 5, top 10 for a reason, because you're not very good.
But then, do you have Mayo on this show Monday talking about how we all know what happens when you ruin a rookie quarterback or whatever? If you can find that, Shime, whatever it is that he said. This is Victor from Norton. Hey, Victor.
Good afternoon. Oh, good morning, I should say, ladies and gentlemen. Listen,
yes.
Joe Milton III, all right? And here's why. Because either way, with Jacoby Brissett or Drake May, you're gunning for 4-13. The worst thing for them to do is be 8-9, 9-8, and you're stuck in the middle. So you're telling me, I think either Jacoby or Joe can get you that result, but with a terrible offensive line, you need a mobile quarterback. And the worst thing that can happen, or the best thing in theory, is what if Joe Milton turns into Lamar Jackson and you go 13-4, you're now all of a sudden a contending team, and then you got a number 1 quarterback in Drake May that you don't know is good or bad, that is tradable for draft capital. Okay. I say go JM3.
So you're saying, and I just never believed that this is an organizational intent, but you are suggesting that they are looking at it and going, we don't want to win more than 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to get our number 3 pick quarterback killed while we're doing it. So we are in full tank mode. We're not going to tell anybody that. That's what you're saying.
It's not that they want to. That's what they have on the field. With the offensive line that they have, you saw it during preseason, the possibility of Jacoby getting hurt and all that stuff. Why put Drake May in the middle of that? And then you've got an offensive mobile quarterback in Joe Milton III that can run away from that terrible offensive line. And Lord knows what he can do. If he, like I said, he turns into somewhat of a Lamar Jackson, holy smokes, we've got something at whatever, $1.2 million. And you've got Drake May as draft capital to get you now more offensive weapons, because we know that no free agents are coming here.
Well, I love that one. So your third overall pick, you drafted him to go, okay, let's make him our third string quarterback. So that was the move. And then hopefully Joe Milton balls out, and now you can then trade the third overall pick quarterback, which teams are going to be like, well, he's an unknown. And then gave a bunch of draft capital back.
I mean, what have you seen? Because you've paid a lot of attention, and I'll ask the professor as well. What have you seen from Drake May that says to you he must be the starter week one?
What have I seen? His ability to be able to just control and run the huddle. And Courtney always brings this up. He doesn't look like he gets flustered.
Nope.
You know, he looks like he stays even keel. If he makes a bad play, he doesn't get too – too low on himself. If he makes a great play, not too high. Just even keel as of right now. But it looks like he has control of the huddle in the operation.
And when once the ball is snapped, like, he has authority over every play. He slides in the pocket. His movement in the pocket has been exceptionally good. He's making decisions quickly, right? Like that play, Greg, that you talked about on third down where he's backed up in his own end zone. He looks at his first read, pump fakes, tries to pull the corner in, doesn't pull the corner, immediately tucks it and goes for the first down. Like, it is just the decision-making, the instincts are all there. Everything is there for him to go out and play. And it's honestly more so just like if the rest of the team around him was any better, like, they would be a legitimate football team. They would be good right out of the gates. Like, that's how good this kid is.
He's also, I mean, I think he should be considered a reasonably mobile quarterback.
Yeah, he's
very
a,
much so.
Yeah,
when you're talking about Joe Milton, like, Drake May is a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, he's not like, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he can move.
He's not your guy, Cam Newton, but.
No, but he can move, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, like, when I look at him, there's not enough out there to be like, okay, he's a great decision maker, because defenses are playing basic. We don't know if he can actually do that. I'm just looking at, does he have the ability to get the offense in and out of the huddle without having delay game penalties? Does he at least look like, okay, he has a skill set where if things are going well around him, he's got enough ability to make plays, whether it's throwing or running? And that's what we're going to look for all year.
And those are two checks.
Did you find that Mayo cut? Can we hear that? This is Gerard Mayo on this show Monday.
It was a developmental plan. You know, the reason that, you know, we were excited to get Jacoby here, he had a good understanding of the offense, and, you know, he's a great leader, great mentor. He could mentor a guy like Drake and also, you know, teach him some of the playbook, some of the reads and things like that. And, you know, for us, you know, we've all seen the horror stories of sometimes rookie quarterbacks just, you know, getting thrown to the wolves and they fall apart. And we didn't want that to happen. Now, I'm not saying that would happen with Drake at all, because he is a mentally tough person and he shows great resilience and control of the ball. But the plan, look, I'm not going to get too in depth with the plan, but just know that, you know, his development to this point has worked out the way that we anticipated.
So what are the horror stories of rookie quarterbacks being thrown to the wolves? Sam Darnold? I mean,
Wilson, maybe?
Zach Wilson? Like, that's on Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
That was a bad pick.
Sam Darnold, like, was the one seeing ghosts. That wasn't the Jets.
Yeah. That was Bill Belichick's Patriots defense.
Correct.
That made him see ghosts.
Zach Wilson also didn't seem like mentally like he wasn't strong enough to handle it. It was just his skill set.
Well, the whole thing was a disaster. Like, you got guys on your offensive line wearing shirts promoting the other guy. That's a confidence deflator, I think.
But even after Zach Wilson's first year as a starting quarterback, there were still some people out there that goes, oh, this kid got talent because look at this specific game. We did it with Mac Jones, right? There were games we looked at. I think last year it might have been, was it the Vikings game last year? We had a really good game.
So, on Thanksgiving?
We look and go, oh, look at this game or look at that game. That's what I would like with Drake May. He could have a bad year and a down year, but I want to be able to see those couple of games where we go, oh, if he does have a legit weapon at wide receiver, if he does have the proper offensive line, he looks like he has the skill set to have those games more consistently. That's what I want to see with him.
We will most likely find out what the plan is at 1:15 today when Gerard Mayo speaks.
Yeah.
So if that plan was to start Jacoby Brissett for the first four games of the season, then, and they're sticking with that plan, then you're going to find out today. That may indeed be what the plan was.
Right.
I don't know.
Get ready to queue up Red Zone for the first couple weeks.
Unless Gerard texts us and says, hey, little heads up here.
Well, you have his number.
No, I don't have his number.
Yeah, he said on the show that you should text him.
Oh,
did he not say that?
Well, if I had it, I'm going to have to try to get his number and say, hey.
Do you remember who he is?
Yes, I know who Gerard Mayo is.
I don't know if you have trouble with names.
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
Our guest, Lonnie Paxton, our guest on the show. When was that? Was that last week?
Yeah, the day Nico was here.
Sent me a picture last night, Lonnie,
mm-hmm.
which you can see now if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. I don't know when this was, but Wiggy, that's you and Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. Have to look at it.
Do you remember when that was?
This was
you're holding the Lombardi.
Yeah, this was when
it looks like Fridays in high school because
yeah.
you have jeans and your jersey on.
Yeah, well, this was when we had the 2001 reunion, 20-year reunion versus the Rams at Gillette.
You look good.
I appreciate.
You look
that.
Happy.
Yeah, I'm always happy.
How many of your teammates can you identify in that photo?
Okay, so next to me, we obviously know that's Teddy Bruschi.
Yeah.
And then
you got number 44.
Yes,
there.
That is. Hold on, I'm drawing a blank. No. I know. That's Jesus. Why am I?
We'll move on to another one and see.
Okay.
Maybe you can come back
next to the fullback. Oh, Mark Edwards. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Next to Mark Edwards is J.R. Redmond.
All
number
right, you
21.
Got J.R. Redmond, number
behind,
21.
Behind J.R. Redmond is Big Willie Mack.
Willie McGinnis
yes.
back there.
To the right of Willie with the red hat on, that's Antoine Smith.
Okay.
In front of Antoine with the glasses on, that is Bobby Hamilton.
Ooh,
we love, okay. We love Big Ham.
Sugar Ray.
Behind Bobby, we can only see the glasses and the bald head. That's the guy that we love. That's the one and only Matt Chatham.
Like when he's pausing, like buying himself some time. You know that guy, we love him.
Yep. All right.
It's pretty good. You're doing pretty good.
In front of Matt.
Huh?
Oh, is that Antoine Harris? Okay. Might be Antoine Harris.
All right. Pretty then, good, Wiggy.
To the right of him is Arthur Love. Okay. Behind me is Troy Brown. Huh? Behind Lonnie is Lawyer Malloy. Behind Lawyer Malloy is Ted Johnson. Behind Ted Johnson is Damian Heward.
Ooh, yes.
Behind
a backup quarterbacks.
Yep. Behind Troy Brown with the hat on. That's my man, Big Rod.
Troy Brown's head looks photoshopped in.
Yep.
Is that just me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good job, Wiggy.
Yeah. That right. was good.
We're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.